Has she? What could she possibly tell you?
About you two, last Christmas, in this house, with your wife ill upstairs, rolling about with her sister on this very rug. This very rug!
Oh, that. That was just festive fun.
And if that isn't enough, planning to sneak off with her now for some sordid weekend.
There's nothing sordid about East Grinstead. Annie wanted to come, I wanted to go. Don't you see? It would have been something different for her. Exciting, and for me. She's stuck here all on her own, day after day, looking after that old saber-toothed bat upstairs.
Will you not refer to mother like that?
Oh, come on. She's not your mother. She's not my mother. She's a mother-in-law. Fair game. I'll call her what I like. You ought to hear what Annie calls her sometimes. Anyway, we happen to love each other. Me and Annie, that is, not me and mother-in-law.
Don't be ridiculous. You're married to Ruth.
What's that got to do with it?
And Annie, may I remind you, has her fiancé to consider.
Her who?
Her whatever she calls him, Tom.
Tom?
Yes. He may not be ideal in many ways, but beggars can't be choosers.
She's not a beggar.
Maybe not, but it would be stupid to make out she had a very wide choice as regards a possible husband. She's not...
She's beautiful.
I'm not going to argue. Certainly no one could describe her as beautiful. I'll admit she has a great deal of...
Anybody I love is automatically beautiful.
Norman, don't be ridiculous.
Well, have you never felt that way? Perhaps you've never been in love. Maybe that's your trouble. Was Reg never beautiful in your eyes?
I'm not discussing my private life.
You're being free enough with mine, aren't you?
But yours doesn't happen to be particularly private, does it? It happens to involve about half a dozen people. You, Annie, Ruth, Tom, Reg, me and Mother.
I've never asked Mother for a weekend anywhere. Hey, look at that cat up there. He's still up that tree. Tom was trying to get it down. You can't be much of a veterinary surgeon. What sort of a vet are you when you terrify your patients into climbing trees? Yeah, something wrong with his basket-side manner, I'd say. What do you say, Sarah? Would you say that you were a fulfilled person?
I don't know what you mean.
Are you happy, then?
Yes, mostly. Occasionally. Now and then. Oh, I don't know. I don't have time to think about it. When you've a family like mine, you're too busy.
No, you're very lucky. I can't say Ruth and I are happy.
Well, I'm not surprised if you... She's not the easiest person, I admit.
No.
Then neither are you.
I'm very warm and affectionate, you know.
Yes, so are dogs, but they don't make particularly good husbands.
Ah, well, like me, they invariably married... lady dogs. Perhaps I should leave her.
Yes, do. Please do. I think it would be better for both of you. But for heaven's sake, clear off completely. And whatever you do, stop pestering Annie. She doesn't want you. Not really.
I suppose you talked her out of going away with me.
I didn't need to. She'd already made up her own mind. I certainly didn't encourage her. Well, I must go up and see Mother.
It was going to be a lovely time. We were going to meet behind the post office in the village at 7 o'clock and steal away on the bus to our hotel. Forget everything, everybody, just lie anonymously in each other's arms, just for a day.
We'd still be here when you came back.
I feel terribly depressed.
Serve you right.
You haven't told Tom, have you?
Well, that's up to Annie, nothing to do with me.
Nothing, you only talked her out of going.
I have already said I did no such thing, it was Annie's decision.
I hope she doesn't tell Tom.
Why?
Well, it'd upset him.
It's a bit late to consider his feelings now, isn't it? Having tried to steal Annie from under his nose.
I wasn't stealing her. I was borrowing her for the weekend.
Make her sound like one of your library books.
Well, she was borrowing me, too. It was mutual. It was a friendly loan. We never intended to upset anybody. We both agreed. That was the joy of it, don't you see? Nobody need ever have known. If Annie hadn't gone and told you, nobody.
Oh, well. It's up to Annie if she wants to tell Tom. Nothing to do with me. Oh, these magazines are far too heavy. I'll get Reg to take them up later. Now, for goodness sake, Norman, pull yourself together and go home to Ruth.
Why did you stop her going, Sarah? Be honest, why?
I've told you why. I'm taking the bed jacket up to Mother.
Oh, dear, I really am very depressed. Well, let's have a look at these magazines. Ah.
Oh, that's good.
Norman?
Oh. Hello, Annie.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to cheer myself up with this article.
Looks like you've succeeded.
No.
Norman, I'm awfully sorry, really. I expect Sarah's told you.
She said you'd thought better of it.
Yes, I feel dreadful after all the trouble you've taken. Booking East Grinstead and things, it's just...
All right. Oh, why did you let her talk you out of it?
I didn't.
Don't tell me you'd have changed your mind if she hadn't.
Things were getting very complicated, you see. I mean, when we were planning it last Christmas and on the phone and things, well, it was simple then, wasn't it? It was just easy to forget about Ruth and Tom and so on. Not that Tom's all that important, but after all, you are married to Ruth and she is my sister, even if I'm not all that fond of her. But I don't think I'm very good at pretending for very long. Sarah got it out of me in no time.
Yeah, she would.
And I don't think I'd have been much fun to be with anyway. I'd have been worrying all the time. Are you furious with me?
No.
Oh, Norman, you look so miserable. I am sorry.
Don't.
What?
Don't kneel on that rug, if you don't mind. It reminds me.
Oh, yes. Our rug. I got the fire tongs mended.
Oh, yes.
Tom fixed them.
Oh. What does he have to say about all this?
Tom? I don't think he knows.
He doesn't?
I haven't told him.
Oh.
Sarah might.
Yeah, I bet she will. She said she won't, but she will. She'll be dropping big circular hints. She's never kept a secret in her life.
She'll have to chalk it up in huge letters. You know, I'm really very fond of Tom. But he really is terribly heavy-going. Like running uphill in roller skates, not like you. Beautiful sunset, isn't it, Tom? Everything's Probably works a treat when he's stamping out swine fever, but it's pretty boring over dinner. Do you like the wine, Tom? Honestly, Norman?
Yes.
What are you going to tell Ruth?
Well, what I was going to tell her anyway. I've been on a conference.
Which finished early?
Yeah, something like that. We ran out of things to talk about. What does it matter? She won't care. She probably thinks I'm in the attic mending the roof.
I didn't know assistant librarians had conferences.
Everybody has conferences.
You'll be able to get back all right?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
What?
You look so limp, like an old tea towel. Come here.
Hello again. Excuse me. I just came in for something.
What?
This is it. This waste paper basket. This is it. Thank you. Carry on.
Do you ever get the feeling we're being watched? Sarah's secret agent. Our days together are numbered.
So are our minutes.
Well, come on then.
What?
It's now or never. What do you say?
What is?
We can be through the gap in the hedge and halfway down the lane before they realise we've gone.
Oh, Norman.
Now, what's to stop us? I love you. You love me. We're in love. We should be together. It's right. Believe me, it's right. We have right on our side.
Well...
Don't you see? We're not alone. We've got the whole tradition of history behind us. We're not the first lovers who've ever done this, stood up to the whole establishment and said, to hell with the status quo. We don't care what's meant to be. We mean this to be us. And there's nothing that can stand in our way, you know. Not if you think about it. What is there to stop us?
Mother's pills.
Eh?
Well, I can't just rush away. I have to explain to them about mother's pills.
My God, the course of true love shattered, not by the Furies, not by the Fates, but by mother's bleeding pills.
Not only that.
Oh, it's all right. That's enough to be getting on with. Don't swamp me with any more overwhelming arguments. Dear Juliet, my shoelace has come undone. I cannot join you in the tomb, love, Romeo. Dear Tristan, owing to a sudden tax demand...
All right, Norman, all right.
Yeah, all right, all right. Oh. Well, that's it, then.
Yes, that's it.
Oh.
Ah.
Gone. All gone.
Glad I caught you.
It's Tom. Hello, Tom. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Fine. Just been talking to you in the garden, haven't I?
Oh, yes, I forgot. Well, I think it was me.
Don't quite follow you.
Well, it was probably me. On the other hand, it could have been you.
Me what?
Yeah, talking to yourself.
Norman.
Hang on, I'm getting confused here.
How unusual.
Norman.
No, anyway, my mistake.
Yes, I wanted a word with you.
I'll get on out there.
No, hang on. Hang on a second, Annie. Would you mind? Sit down.
Recriminations, here they come. Nothing.
The point is, is that cat still up that tree, by the way?
Hanging on grimly, as we all are.
I suppose he'll come down eventually. The point is, something seems to be going on which I've not been let into.
Has it?
Apparently. Sarah was talking about something.
What did I tell you, Annie?
What?
No, come on, let's have it. What did she say?
That's it, you see. I couldn't make it out.
You couldn't?
Not really.
Oh, good.
Would you both like something to drink?
Thought perhaps you could enlighten me.
Yes, please, a great deal.
I'll see what we've got.
Annie's a bit angry with me.
Is she?
Yes. You know, she was planning to go away this weekend.
Yes.
Well, reading between the lines, I think she was rather hoping that old you-know-who would go with her.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yes.
She asked you?
Very obliquely.
Yeah, it must have been.
Now she's not going, and it seems to be my fault.
It is.
You think so?
Definitely. If she's not going away, it's entirely due to you, Tom.
Yes, I was afraid of that. The question is, how do I get myself out of the dog's kennel and back in the pantry?
I beg your pardon?
Back in her good books.
Yeah, very difficult.
Is it?
Yeah, you want my opinion?
I'd welcome it.
I think you've given her too much. I think she's in danger of being spoilt. She's taking you for granted.
Really?
Yeah, she's taking everyone for granted. What she needs is a bit of the old boot.
Boot?
Yeah, a bit of the rough stuff.
Oh, come on, boot? Come on.
Metaphorical.
Oh, metaphorical boot. What's that exactly?
Well, tell her she's damned lucky to have you around. And the next time she's planning holidays for two, she can come and ask you politely if you'd like to come. If you don't watch it, she'll walk all over you. A couple of sharp words, she'll jump. Tell her she looks a mess. If she wants to be seen around with you in the future, she better smarten up her ideas. She looks like something that's fallen off a mail van. I mean, what the hell right has she to promise something and then let you down at the last minute? It would serve her right if you belted her one and gave her rabies. No, that's my opinion.
Is it?
Yeah, she'd respect you for that.
Well, I'll bear it in mind, but...
Here we are. Oh, it'll have to be the homemade stuff.
Oh, let me, Anna. Oh,
thanks. Take the other bottles, Tom.
Tom?
Help me!
Tom, remember...
Sorry, Norm. What? Right.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. That's a great help. Don't put yourself out, will you?
No.
No.
What's got into you two?
Nothing.
Nothing, no.
Well, if you want a drink, you can damn well open them.
Yes, all right. Sorry, Norm. Well, parsnip or dandelion?
We have a choice.
Both last year's. I think I'd recommend the parsnip. It's slightly mellower. The dandelion's rather lethal. Oh, and there's some carrot.
Don't touch the dandelion. It's a killer. I didn't mean to bring it in.
Parsnip, then?
Dandelion.
You sure?
Positive.
Oh, well. Here it goes.
I have a feeling there's trouble brewing in the dining room. I passed the door just now and Reg and Sarah seem to be limbering up.
That should set the seal on the weekend.
Yes, as long as Mother doesn't hear them.
No, we don't want her upset.
It won't upset her. She'll insist on being carried downstairs to be in at the kill. There's nothing she likes better than a good row.
In the old days, she used to start them all.
She and Sarah. She really loathed Sarah.
Even Mother-in-law has her good side.
Tom's frightened to go up there, aren't you?
Well...
She thinks he's a doctor.
Can't get it through to her that I'm a veterinarian. She insists I take her pulse and listen to her chest and other things. It's very embarrassing.
Well, she's mad for the feel of manly hands. She knows what she's doing, don't worry.
Yes, I think she does. Well, I better just try this first.
What's it like, Tom? Oh, God.
It's not bad, not bad. Here, parsnip.
Oh, thanks.
And, dandelion for you, Norman.
Tom.
It's clearer than usual.
Yes, it is.
It's usually like soup. You have to filter it through your front teeth.
Well,
Yes, cheers. You know, I've just been thinking. What would have been rather nice... Too late now, but another year. Supposing there is another year, that is.
Why, are you planning to bring the world to an end shortly?
Oh, no. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, this
This is very potent.
Very. Brewed by mother. Last thing she did before she was ill.
She knows her spells.
What would have been rather nice...
Ah.
Oh, what is it?
A bit of cork. Or a toad's leg.
What would have been awfully nice is if we'd all three gone, don't you think?
What?
I mean, we all get on well. It would have been rather fun.
I beg your pardon.
If Annie and you and I had all gone away together on that weekend.
Oh, my God. More wine.
Well, single rooms, of course.
Oh, yeah, single rooms.
Well, I didn't mean anything like that.
Oh, no, no, nothing like that.
What's so funny? No.
Yeah. nothing.
Oh, Tom, honestly.
Eh?
You're so dim. You're so completely and utterly dismally dim.
What?
You make me mad. You're so stupid. You're boring, slow-witted, dull and utterly stupid.
What have I said now? What have I said now?
Now's the time to knock her down.
I'm fed up with both of you. You've ruined my weekend.
All I said
was... I heard what you said, thank you very much. I heard what you said. And Norman, just shut up.
Well, I...
Stupid men.
Meanwhile, in the dining room, the first shots are being fired in anger.
Oh, no. I wish you'd all go away, all of you, and leave me in peace.
She's like a tiger when she's roused, isn't she?
I've never met a tiger socially. I wouldn't know.
Something's got into her, you know. I think that holiday meant more to her than she's letting on.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that. Plus de vin?
No. Spoil my dinner. No, you'd better be careful or you'll finish up here for the night.
Yeah, that's the point. I'll have another.
Pussy! Down, puss! Come down, puss! Pussy! I wish they'd given that animal a name. I really do.
No, I should go easy on that, Norman. If I were you, I had a very unpleasant side reaction.
It doesn't show.
Oh. Well, I think I'll go and see if I can pour oil on things. Not going immediately, are you?
Not immediately.
Right.
Don de Lyon. Yeah, puss. You stay up there, mate. If you come down, he'll only want paying.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, back again.
I think I'll keep out of there for a second. The room's positively knee-deep in home truths. If you know what I mean.
Splendid.
That and biscuits.
Biscuits?
Yes, they seem to be throwing water biscuits around. Water biscuits.
Yeah, you can do someone a nasty injury with a water biscuit.
All hell's been let loose in there. Oh, God.
Annie, do you need a... Oh, she's, Oh, well. What's all this? It looks like another of Reggie's homemade games. Looks even more complicated than usual. I'd better keep out of the way if he decides to play it. Reg gets rather irritated with me. Always very slow on getting the hang of the rules. Norman, frankly, answer me something.
Mm?
Do you think I'm dim and dismal? I think that's what she said. Yes, that was it. Dim and dismal and stupid. Do I come across as that?
No, I'd say that you had the good fortune to be born without a single suspicious or malicious thought in your head.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. And that can get you in a lot of trouble. Because you're more or less on your own, you see. And whenever people feel like taking a really good swing at something to relieve their feelings, you come in extremely handy. You're no comeback, you see.
I haven't noticed people doing that. You got the wrong chap.
No, you've got to develop a comeback. I mean, looking at you standing there, I don't think there's anyone in there at all. You're somewhere else. That's remote control, all that lot.
That starts beginning to tell. I warned you about the dandelion.
Don't worry about a thing.
Well, I'd better go up and see if the dining room's cooled off a bit. I'll take them a bottle.
You want a tip?
What?
go in there laughing.
Laughing?
Yeah. There's nothing they like better in this family than a good laugh. Go on. Bring an atmosphere of merriment into the room.
All right, I'll try it. You're a good chap, Norman. You know, a very good chap.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry you're having to dash away to your conference. Pity you're not staying. You brighten the place up a bit. Pity. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Oh, girls were made to love and kiss. Here's to you, Tom, old boy. Here's to a lot of you. And who am I to interfere?
Tom, you say to me who's there, you see.
Oh, it's me who says that, I see. All right. Who's there?
No, no, start again. Knock, knock.
Come in. I mean, who's there?
Vet.
Vet?
No, you say vet who.
Vet who, sorry. Come in. Who's there? Vet who?
No, no, there's no coming. Now, start again.
Righto. Knock, knock.
Who's there? No, I should have started. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Vet.
Vet who?
Vet kind of door is this? You can't afford a bell?
Yes, I think I've got it now. Try it again.
That's it.
Oh, is it? Quite simple, really.
Yes. Good God, look at that.
Oh, it's Norman. I say, look at him. He's all rolled up in that rug. Is he all right?
Norman. Norman? He's out like a light.
I thought he'd gone.
Well, so did everybody. When he finally stopped singing and peace descended over the fruit and cream, I thought we'd lost him. Sarah's going to be pleased.
Ought we to move him?
Well, he's not in anybody's way. Oi! I'll give him a kick. Oi! Ah, leave him, I think. Ah, oh, I'm starving after that meal. Salad. I can't bear salad. It grows while you're eating it, you know. Have you noticed? You start one side of your plate and by the time you've got to the other, there's a fresh crop of lettuce taking root, sprouted up. You have to start again. It still doesn't finish you. You finish up exhausted and hungry. The only thing that keeps me going when I'm eating a salad is the hope that somebody might have thought it was my birthday and hidden something to eat under all the vegetation. Well, they never do. Sardine, if you're lucky.
He's still breathing.
Well, I should hope so. He's enough trouble as he is without dying on us. You know, the problem with this house is there's no television.
It's very shallow breathing. Do you think I should take his hat off?
He doesn't breathe through the top of his head, does he? Oh, I don't know. He might do, knowing Norman. You know, if I were you, I'd pull it down over his face. Like this. Ugh. There we are. Great improvement.
It's the dandelion, you see. Look at that. He's had nearly a bottle. Drowning his sorrows, I suspect.
Sorrows?
Well, I was talking to him earlier. He was obviously very disturbed. Depressed.
Was he? Well.
Don't know why, I'm sure. Do you know something, though? I've got a theory. There's probably a woman at the back of it. Man gets drunk like this, it's generally a woman. Ruth, do you think?
Possibly, possibly.
Perhaps Sarah would know. She usually keeps her ear close to the ground. Better ask her.
No, I wouldn't, Tom, really.
No?
No. The point is, Sarah did whisper something to me, as a matter of fact. Norman mentioned something to her, confidentially.
Oh, did he? Anything we can do to help? I mean, he's a good chap. Pity to see him like this.
Well, apparently he had something lined up for tonight, you see.
Yes, his annual librarians conference. He told me. He'll have missed that by now, won't he?
No, it was something else, you see. He'd apparently lined up a bit on the side.
Bit on the side?
Well, you know Norman. Any pretty girl, he's away.
Oh, I see. And she's let him down?
Apparently.
I see. Any idea who she is?
No, no. None at all.
Oh, pity. I mean, it might have been worth almost trying to contact her, seeing if we could patch things up.
Mind you, if she could see him like this, she'd probably feel she'd made the right decision.
I have never known a house where you can have a blazing row over who's going to make the coffee. Oh, no. Norman, what's the matter with him? What's he doing down there?
He's taken an overdose.
An overdose of what? Norman! Norman!
Of dandelion wine.
What?
He's had too much of it, that's all.
You mean he's just drunk?
Give her a prize.
Oh, Norman, you idiot! Get up! I'll give him a kick. Get up!
Hello.
Oh, look at him. He's disgusting. Sarah will be delighted to see him. I thought he'd gone home.
No, well, actually, we were just saying he's probably like this because of his bit on the side.
Bit on the side?
Yeah, well, we don't want to go into all that now, Tom.
What bit on the side?
Oh, you know, Norman, any pretty girl. He got some bit on the side lined up for the weekend. She went and ditched him.
Norman told you that?
No.
You just said he did.
Yes, well, he did, but...
Yes, he did.
He did. Norman, get up, you drunken slob.
I wouldn't do too much of that, Annie.
Oh, wouldn't you? I would.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to shock you. Did I shock you by telling him that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, that's why he's drunk. He's been let down
by his bit on the side. Well, yeah. Lucky him.
I say, he's still up there, the cat. Think he's staging some sort of protest.
Oh, forget the damn cat.
Sarah making the coffee, is she?
She was fighting for the privilege, literally.
Lovely evening. Going to be quite a sunset. Really quite something. You know, I don't think I altogether got the point of that vet joke.
Never mind, never mind, Tom.
You haven't been telling him jokes again.
Well, I'll try my best.
You never learn, do you? And no more rows between you and Sarah, please.
Well, I didn't do anything. Just standing there, she flung this tin of biscuits at me. Oh, don't talk about biscuits. I'm starving.
She probably had good cause.
Nonsense.
Oh, I must remember to give Mother her medicine in 15 minutes.
It's on a night like this, you know. One could really fancy going out and sleeping under the stars. I used to do that when I was at college.
Oh, didn't it have a roof then?
Yes. I meant in the vacations. I used to take my tent and bicycle off somewhere.
Oh, yes. Great, that. Get a group of you together.
No, mostly on my own. Preferred it. I did take someone one year, but we didn't really hit it off. He was very ebullient. I think that was the word. I don't honestly think you could possibly share a small tent for any length of time with someone who's ebullient. I remember he used to lie there in his sleeping bag night after night, whistling under his breath, maddening. It was no good saying anything to him because he had this frightful temper. He couldn't bear it if you criticized him. He'd take it very personally, practically go berserk. I remember he once threw my canvas bath on the campfire just because I said something he didn't care for. So I mostly went on my own. Watched for badgers. Impossible to watch badgers with a man like that. Anyway, he failed his finals.
Oh, no. We're not going to have to put up with that all evening, are we?
Yes, a whole canvas washstand on the fire ruined it.
If she hadn't flung those biscuits at me, we could have had those.
Norman, shut up!
Here we are. Coffee. Sorry I took so long. I had to rinse the cups again. Someone who should be nameless had put them away without... Oh, what's that?
Guess who?
Oh, no, this is too much. I'm not having this. Norman, get up this minute. Norman!
Save your breath. He can't hear you. He's bubbling over with dandelion wine.
Revolting. Well, we can't leave him there, for heaven's sake.
He's all right.
He is not all right.
He isn't in anybody's way. Leave him alone.
I am not sitting down to have coffee with that all over the
floor. Well, what are we supposed to do with him?
All right. We'll move him. That's enough. We'll move him. Tom?
Huh?
Give me a hand.
No, I'll do it. It's all right. Thank you, Tom. All right. Ah, he comes. Now then, madam, would you like him wrapped or will you take him as he is?
Put him here on the windowsill.
Right, you are. That's it.
Absolutely revolting behaviour.
There you go.
What's everybody want? White or black?
No, I'll do it, Annie.
It's all right.
No, I'm doing this.
I'm already doing it.
You're not already doing it. I'm doing it.
Oh, Sarah, don't be so ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. This is your weekend to rest.
Oh, forget that.
Will you please give me that coffee pot?
Well, what's the use of...
Annie, will you give me that coffee pot at once or I shall lose my temper?
Oh, go on. Have the damn thing, then.
Thank you. Now then, everyone. Black or white?
I should heat it up first. It'll be cold by now.
Tom? Coffee?
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you, Tom. Black or white? Annie?
No, thank you.
Oh, don't be so silly.
None for me. I couldn't drink it.
Rich?
Black, I think.
I'm asking Rich.
I'm sorry.
White.
Please?
Please?
At last. White for Rich, black for Tom, none for Annie.
I think I'll change my mind to white on second thought.
Is there any way of stopping that noise? Would you mind passing the cups, Tom?
Oh, right.
Well now, how would we all like to spend this evening? It's not often we're all gathered together like this. I'm sure we can think of something.
Well, I thought it might be quite fun if we were to have a go at my game, perhaps.
I'm sure nobody wants to do that.
It'd be quite fun.
We don't want to waste our evening doing that.
Well, you might not, but...
No one does. Don't be so boring.
Well, just all if there's nothing else
we
to do.
We hardly see each other at all. One of the few occasions we all manage to be together, away from that blessed television and without the children to worry about. Wouldn't it be rather nice if for once we could just... sit and have a pleasant, civilised conversation.
Civilised conversation?
Yes, why not?
We couldn't have a civilised conversation if we tried. How could you, just now? You were only pouring the coffee out. There was practically a bloody civil war.
Well, I'm not wasting my time playing your silly games, and that's final.
I think I'd quite enjoy a game.
Ah.
What?
And I'm sure Tom would, wouldn't you, Tom? You'd like to play Reggie's game, wouldn't you?
Oh,
of course he doesn't, do you, Tom?
Of course he does, don't you, Tom?
Well...
Super, come on then, Reg.
Oh, well, if you're sure you'd like to. It's all here.
Tom?
Yes, all right.
Are you going to play, Sarah?
Well, I suppose if it's a choice between that and sitting on my own...
Grand. Get me a chair, Tom. We can all get around the coffee table.
Right.
I'm not playing for long. Right. I think I'll have an early night.
It's all right. It's quite a quick game.
I've heard that before.
That one of yours we played before was very complicated.
Ah, oh, you mean my mountaineering one?
Yes, I seem to remember I kept running out of Sherpas.
Ah, well. You didn't buy enough Sherpa cards to start with. You need the Sherpas to carry your oxygen.
Yes, I ran out of that as well. My whole expedition was a total write-off.
Well, let's play this game, shall we, if we're going to?
Yes, right. Well, sit where you like. Sarah, you go there on the poof. Annie and Tom on the settee.
I can't sit on this. The board's upside down. I can't read it.
Sit here.
No, she can sit here.
No, it's all right. I'll turn the board round. It's very simple.
No, you can't read
it. I don't need to. I can... I know.
I think I can read it sideways.
I'll sit here.
It looks very exciting.
No, no, don't touch anything.
Sorry.
I'll explain.
Well, I hope it doesn't take all night.
Right now.
Don't forget Mother's medicine, will you, Annie?
5 minutes yet.
Right, now. Now, this is the board.
Go slowly, won't you? I'm not awfully quick on these sort of things.
You don't say.
I do my best.
Well, just listen carefully. Now, this board represents the street map of a city. Each of these areas marked brown are buildings.
Buildings.
Now, as you see, they're all marked very clearly what they are. These are shops, you see. Greengrocers, outfitters, bank, then along here, jewellers, dress shop.
What's this here? Coop. What's a coop?
Co-op.
Oh!
Co-op, I see. Sorry. Reading sideways, you see.
Oh, Tom, for goodness sake.
All right, don't keep on at me. Don't keep on at me. There's a good girl.
Well, honestly, you're so slow.
And these grey areas here are the roads.
Oh, this is far too complicated to learn in one evening.
It's not complicated if you listen. Now, the object of the game is as follows.
I mean, it takes an hour just to...
Listen!
Oh, my God, Norman's rubber all rolled off the window seat.
I was having a terrible dream. You've no idea.
Are you all right, Norman?
Hello. There was this great big black shape and it was coming after me like a cloud, only it was making this buzzing noise. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
We're having a game at the moment, Norman.
Yeah, I was trying to run away from it, but you know how it is in a dream, your feet won't move.
I've had that.
Yeah, terrible. Now, the object of the game...
You're running, but you're still in the same place. You know you're dreaming, but you can't wake up. It's terrifying. You came into it, Sarah.
Yes, I think you'd better lie down. You can use my bed if you like. I'll make up the spare one later. Norman can sleep on the spare one?
No, it isn't made up.
Then I'll make it up.
Oh, come on, we're playing a game.
Is this blue thing a road?
No, that's a river.
Ah.
Are the sheets in the linen covered?
Sarah, if you don't mind, I'll deal with it.
There's no need for you to. You're supposed to be having a rest. Norman, where are you going?
A phone. I've got a phone.
Well, use that one.
Oh, yes.
Who are you phoning?
My wife, Ruth. I need to speak to my wife. I demand to speak to my wife.
Well, phone in another room. There's a good chap. Don't fiddle with those cards, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he'll have to phone in here. The other one's in Mother's room. God, it's nearly time for a medicine.
I want to speak to Ruth.
Oh, all right, Norman, all right. Sit here. You can phone from here.
Thank you very much.
Can you manage?
God bless you and keep you.
Do you think it's wise, him speaking to Ruth?
No idea.
Probably upset her more than ever.
Probably.
Sarah, are you playing or not?
Yes, all right, all right. Let's get it over and done with.
Well, we haven't even started yet. Now then, the object of the game is as follows. With four players, two of us represent the police and two of us the criminals.
Hello.
Now, the aim of the criminals...
Ruth, it's me.
...is to plan a successful raid.
Me, Norman, I'm at Mother's.
On any shop they choose. Now, the aim of the police...
Your Mother's, of course your Mother's.
The aim of the police, obviously, is to stop them.
How the hell can I be at my Mother's? She's been dead for 10 years.
Norman.
Well, don't say it in that tone.
Norman!
God, can't we even have a... Excuse me a minute. What's that, Reg?
Could you keep it down a bit?
I beg your pardon. Yes, thanks.
Ruth? Now, the aim of the police is to stop the raid and capture the crooks red-handed.
Yes, Ruth, I know.
Is that clear so far?
Perfectly clear. Do get on with it.
I don't think Tom's got it. You followed it so far, Tom?
I think so. Police and crooks, yes. The bit that still worries me is this river. It seems to be running straight through the co-op. Is that right?
It runs underneath.
Oh, I see.
Underneath.
Better not shop in the basement.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Tom, do shut up.
All right, all right.
I said, Ruth, you're a selfish bitch.
Norman.
Sorry. What? Yes, a selfish bitch.
Come on, Reg. Get on with it.
I'm trying to get on with it. Now, the police can spot the criminals as follows. They have three police cars, which are these. Now, police cars can run on the roads, but not in the buildings.
That's a relief.
Now, look, do you mind? Now, the police cars can see up to 20 spaces ahead of them and up to 4 spaces each side. Now, they can't see behind them and they can't see round corners.
Why can't they see behind
Because them? They can't. That's why.
Motto, don't drive behind a police car.
Love? Love? What do you know about love? Ruth, have you ever felt love for a single human being in your life?
And the police also have the chief superintendent, this chap. Now, he can see up to 3 spaces ahead of him and 3 spaces round a corner.
Useful chap in a crisis.
Oh, this is absurd.
What's absurd?
How can you have a man who can see 3 spaces ahead and 3 round a corner?
Because he's got a very long neck. I don't know. It's a game, woman.
It's not even realistic.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, it's not much of a game if it's not even realistic.
What are you talking about, realistic? What about chess? That's not realistic, is it? What's wrong with chess?
Oh, well, chess.
In chess, you've got horses jumping sideways. That's not realistic, is it? You ever seen a horse jumping sideways?
Yes, all right.
Like this. Jump in like this. Jump, 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 jump. Very realistic, I must say.
You've made your point.
Reg!
Now, bishops walking diagonally. Have you ever seen a bishop walking like this? Well, have you... I'm asking you, have you ever seen a flaming bishop walking like that?
Reg, will you please sit down and get on with it?
Well, then.
Don't you hang up on me. Ruth? Ruth? Hello? Hello? What? Who's this? Mother, what are you doing on the line? Get off.
Who's he talking to?
Ruth, hello? Mother, will you please get off this line? Mother, look, would you shut up, both of you, for a minute? Let me get a word in. Ruth? Mother, if you don't hang up, I'll come and sort you out personally.
Norman!
What did you say? Go away, Annie.
Norman, please!
All right, Mother, I've warned you. I'll come up and wrap it round your neck.
Norman!
Mother!
Norman!
Stop him!
Norman!
Would you just sit there, Reg?
I wonder if the bloke who invented Monopoly had this trouble.
Very difficult to concentrate. Good grief.
What's happening?
There's a heck of a rumpus on the extension, yelling their heads off. Hello? Who's that? Ruth? Oh, hello, Ruth. It's Tom. Yes, Tom. Fine. How are you? I see. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, yes. How dreadful. Yes.
Tom, Reg, for goodness sakes, leaving us to cope with Norman. He's practically attacked Mother. He's out of control.
Well, I don't see that.
Tom!
What? Just hang on a second, Ruth. What?
Tom, would you stop standing there looking so useless and do something for once in your life?
What?
I have never met anyone so useless.
Now, look here. I wish you'd stop going on at me like this. You're damn lucky to have me around, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Every time anything goes wrong, you seem to take it out on me. First of all, it's your holiday, then it's Norman. Well, it's just not on. It really isn't.
Won't somebody play with me, please?
The next time you're planning holidays for two, if you want me along, perhaps you'd be good enough to be polite enough to ask me.
Well, you've got a hell of a nerve.
And anyway, if you want to be seen with me, you better smarten yourself up a bit. You're a mess, you know. You look like something that's fallen off a mail van.
I beg your pardon.
Right, that's it. Excuse me. That's settled that.
Norman!
Ruth? Ruth? Hello? She's hung up. Would you believe it? She's hung up on me.
I'm going home now. I'm fed up. Just count yourself lucky, Annie. I don't belt you one and give you rabies. Goodbye.
Norman! Norman, look what you've done. My bed jacket. Look what you've done to my bed jacket. It's ruined.
Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me anymore.
Oh, Norman.
Look at this. Will somebody look at this?
Won't anybody play with me? Please.
I shouldn't have wasted my time coming down here, Reg. Norman makes his gestures regularly, and every time I fall for them. We've been married for 5 years. I really ought to know better. As a result of his hysterical phone call last night, I've not been able to do a stroke of work at home today and will probably lose my job tomorrow, when I finally turn up. I almost wish to heavens he'd gone to East Grinstead with Annie, had his weekend and got it over with, instead of involving everyone else. Mind you, that would be much too simple for Norman. No point in making a gesture unless he has an appreciative crowd to applaud him. Oh, it's too late to drive back now. I think I'll go to bed in a minute.
I'm amazed you two are still together, Ruth.
Well, I think other people's marriages are invariably a source of amazement. They usually are to me. I mean, you and Sarah. You know, I found quite often it's the people you look at and say, well, they won't last long, who cling on grimly till death. Maybe they're so aware of public opinion they're determined to prove it wrong. You and Sarah, me and Norman, and Annie and that Tom man. But I think Norman successfully knocked that one on the head.
Tom's gone home, then?
Well, I saw him stamping off into the night. Probably the most constructive thing Norman's done for some time. Saved Annie from a fate worse than marriage, a sort of eternal engagement.
I don't know. He's nice enough, Tom.
He's not nice enough for her. Ugh, this house. I feel like getting a paintbrush and going over it with red and orange and bright blue. It's like a brown museum. A very dirty brown museum.
Well, you can't expect Annie to do it.
No, I don't expect Annie to do anything. She's got quite enough to cope with that evil woman upstairs.
Never got on with Mother either, did you?
No. She never liked me. I never liked her. Mutual.
We were saying earlier, you and Mother were rather alike.
Maybe.
I wouldn't say Sarah and I are altogether incompatible. We have differences. I won't try and hide that. We certainly have differences. But, you know, six of one. She's pretty good with her children on her good days. Runs the house very well, better than you or Annie would, or Mother.
Of course, she does have the advantage of you running round in circles for
her. That's all right. I don't mind. I prefer being told what to do, really. I often think if nobody told me what to do, I'd never do anything at all. I remember she went away once for a fortnight when her father was ill, took the children with her, left me on my own in the house. You know, I felt myself gradually slowing down. At the end of 10 days, I was hardly moving at all. Extraordinary. It was as if she'd wound me up before she left and now I was running down. I hadn't even got the energy to take the milk in. Sarah reckons I've got some rare tropical disease, Burmese inertia or something. Anyway, it's better to be calm with Sarah. She's like those toy animals you see in the back windows of cars. Any violent movement from me and she's nodding her head reproachfully for days. It works all right, most days. Oh, hello, Annie.
Who's washing up?
Nobody. I'm not, so nobody is. I've done quite enough this weekend, and I'm not doing any more.
Good for you.
I'll do it in a minute.
No, don't. You did it last night. Somebody else can do it.
You're looking at me?
Or Norman, or Sarah. I don't know whoever does anything in your house. You and Norman are both as bad as each other. What are you doing?
Trying to read this magazine.
You can't read like that. It's resting on your nose.
I like the smell of newsprint.
Why don't you wear your glasses?
I can manage, thank you.
If you don't like glasses, you could get contact lenses.
I tried them. They don't work.
Of course they do.
They weren't designed for people who share a house with Norman. Life with him is full of sudden, unexpected eye movements. They kept falling out. Where the hell did you get all these dreadful magazines?
They're Sarah's.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Tom gone home?
Yes.
Ah. He'll be back tomorrow, I expect.
I doubt it. Even he has a limit.
Oh, he'll be back.
It's not altogether our fault if he doesn't come back.
What, after the way everyone's treated him? All right. I know. I haven't been particularly nice either. But that was different. I don't know why I'm so mean to him sometimes. It's just when you're fond of someone, you are enough to worry what other people think of them. You want them to be something they're not capable of being. Which is very unfair on him, really. I mean, he's Tom, isn't he? That's one of the best things about him. He's always Tom. He never pretends, never puts on an act for anybody.
No, he's always Tom. You're right there.
Well, it's better than living with an emotional Big Dipper like Norman.
Depends on your tastes, doesn't it?
Well, I know which I'd prefer.
Then I should stick to it, then, if I were you.
All right. I'm sorry. We have been through that. Norman caught me when I was very depressed. The tail end of that awful Christmas. He asked me at a time when I hardly knew what I was doing.
There's no need to explain. He's always been an expert at timing, whatever else. He proposed to me in a crowded lift. It was total blackmail. He sounded so appealing, he won the sympathy of everyone round us. Had I been heartless enough to refuse him, they'd have probably dropped me down the lift shaft. I managed to stall him for 3 floors, and then the lift man said, "Sorry, folks, nobody gets out till the little lady says yes." I remember that was the first time I really felt like throttling Norman.
Very romantic. I proposed to Sarah just out there in the garden, you know.
Yes, we know. Ruth and I watched you through the window.
You didn't, did you?
We weren't going to tell him.
Oh, what's it matter now? Sarah was all wobbly and quivering, trying to make up her mind, and Ruth kept saying, "Say no, say no."
Thank you.
Oh, I must see to Mother in a minute.
If it's not too tactless a question, how long is she going to remain like that?
Oh, forever. Well, till she dies.
Is that what Dr. What's-his-name says?
Well, Wickham says there's no reason why she shouldn't last for years. Most of it's psychosomatic. Well, we knew that anyway. She just has no desire to get up, no reason to, so she doesn't. Sad, really. Her whole life was centred round them, wasn't it? When they lost interest in her, she lost interest in herself. I hope I never get like that.
No danger, don't worry.
Oh, well, yes. I know I'm not quite the femme fatale figure,
I mean that, thank God, you can see a bit further than she ever could. That woman never had a thought in her head in her life. I mean, look at her lying up there reading those dreadful books.
I'm afraid if I'm here alone with her much longer, I might start to get like her. You know, when I went up to her this afternoon, I had on this dress and a bit of makeup. She was so gleeful. She thought at last her propaganda was beginning to have an effect.
Well, we'll try and come down more often, if we can. But I've got Norman, and Reg has got Mrs. Reg and all the little Regs, you do see.
If you could try.
Yes, we'll try. Won't we, Reg?
What? Oh, yes, it's a bit of a job getting away, but I'll see what Sarah can arrange. Oh, talk of the devil.
Well, nice and quiet for once.
Yes.
What are you doing, Reg?
I'm just...
Oh, haven't you got anything to do?
I'm doing something.
Yes. Well, don't be too antisocial, will you? I've got Norman doing the washing up.
You've what?
You've really been working the charm.
No, I just had to ask him. I said, would he be very kind, since I wasn't feeling really up to it, and he was perfectly agreeable.
You must pass on the secret. Everything that can fall to bits in our house has done so. All the doorknobs come off in your hand, none of the cupboards open, 3 of the windows are stuck, the fridge needs a plug, and on wet days we have to climb out of the front room window to go to work because the front door warps when it rains. Well, I could probably do it myself, but I'm damned if I'm going to.
If you don't mind my saying so, I think you just handle Norman wrongly. If you ask him nicely, he's very willing and helpful.
That's good coming from you. You always say he's impossible.
I think we underestimate Norman.
What have you been up to out there?
What do you mean?
Better change the subject.
I don't know what you mean.
Excuse me.
Hey, the domestic man.
Liberated to the kitchen. Where does this salad thing go?
Just sling it on top of the cupboard.
Sling it, right.
Just gently, Norman. Don't get carried away.
Righto, Chief. Carry on. Thank you.
Ugh, what a revolting sight. What have you done with the slob I married?
She's house-trained him at last.
Oh, that I doubt. Well, on that awful picture, I'm going to bed. Which room was Norman untidying last night?
The spare room, Reggie's old one.
Right. Well, tell Norman if he wants to join me, he may. But I'd prefer it if he came on his own. May I borrow this magazine to read?
Of course.
It's so gruesome, it should frighten me to sleep. Well, good night, all.
Do you want a call in the morning?
If you sleep with Norman, you wake at dawn. Be warned.
Good night.
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 Personally, I think if she showed Norman a little more kindness and encouragement, she might find him a little less difficult.
Well, don't let one success go to your head.
Let's face it, Ruth's always had difficulty getting on with anybody. Most of the time, she doesn't try.
Forgot my handbag, Annie.
I mean, I'm sure Norman's difficult to live with. I've no doubt. But any man who had to live with Ruth for any length of time... I mean, honestly, Reg. Oh, Ruth, I thought you'd gone to bed.
Good night.
She did that deliberately.
Well, I think I'll follow on. Do you mind if I go to the bathroom first?
No.
Got to drive in the morning. Get an early night.
Would you switch on the blanket, dear?
Right. Do you want a hot water bottle?
No, it's too mild for a bottle. I just want the chill off the sheets. They seemed a little damp last night.
Right. Oh, sorry. See you up there, then.
All right.
Night, Reg.
I don't know when we'll get down here again. I think we're very booked up between now and Christmas.
Oh, well, if you can, you know.
It'd be so much easier if we could bring the children.
Oh, well, do. There's room for them.
Oh, no, they disturb Mother.
Well, she wouldn't mind. She'd like to see them.
No, I don't think so, really. They're very noisy. We'll all come down again at Christmas, if Mother's any better. I hope Tom isn't too upset.
Don't know.
I expect he'll be back.
Expect so.
I mean, he must realise it wasn't anything serious between you and Norman.
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, as Norman says, it was just an idiotic idea of his.
Did he say that?
Yes, he was saying in the kitchen it was nothing in the least serious. He just thought you looked a bit tired and fed up and needed a change. Act of charity, really.
Oh, is that what he said?
Nothing for Tom to get jealous about.
No.
Why don't you go up to bed, too? You're looking very washed out.
Well, I have to see to Mother first.
I tell you what, I'll see to Mother. You get an early night for once.
All right. You may have to read to her, I warn you.
I don't mind. I'll read to her.
You wait till you see what she reads.
All right, then. Come on. Up you go.
Yes, I'm going.
What's Mother due for now?
9:30. 2 green ones and 1 pink if she'll swallow it. Try and persuade her to. She's got a thing about the pink ones for some reason. She says they make her giddy.
2 green, 1 pink. Well, don't stay down too long. Good night.
Night. Oh, hell. Reddit. Reddit. Reddit.
Saucepan?
On the wall over the draining board, there's a hook.
A hook, right. Everyone gone to bed?
Yes.
It's too bad, you know. I'm slaving away out there. Has Ruth gone to bed?
Yes. She said you're welcome to join her.
Oh.
Which I think is very reasonable of her, really. I'm not sure I'd be as generous.
You've really gone off me, haven't you?
Just a bit, Norman, yes.
Yeah, what can I do?
I think we don't talk about it. I think we just keep out of each other's way. You'll be going home tomorrow morning, then we can forget all about it.
I was going to take you away, you know.
I don't want to talk about it, Norman.
I would have done. I was ready. I had it all planned. It was you. You said...
Good night, Norman.
Annie, just a second, please.
Good night.
I didn't mean to mess it up for you and Tom. I really didn't.
That's all right. You didn't.
Yeah, but he's gone off.
I did that myself.
And why are you blaming me for it?
Because, as I say, Norman, I feel like I've been taking part in one of Reggie's games. Only in this case, you and Ruth are making up all the rules as you go along.
What's Ruth got to do with it? She'd never have known.
Until you phoned her.
I only phoned her when you changed your mind. I got drunk. I was unhappy. Oh, Annie, I wanted this weekend for you. I wanted it to be...
An act of charity.
What?
Nor do I like you discussing me in the kitchen with Sarah, making out you've taken pity on me, for God's sake.
Who told you that?
Sarah told me. If you want a secret kept, don't tell Sarah in future.
I only said that to calm her down. You know what Sarah's like, gets all het up.
I'm going to have an early night, Norman. I'm off.
I was really looking forward to our weekend, you know.
So was I.
I'm sorry.
It's not all your fault.
Another time, eh?
Not on your life.
Oh. If I booked early enough, I could perhaps get us into Hastings next year.
Oh, Norman.
I mean, not there's anything wrong with East Grinstead, but...
Good night.
Yeah, Annie?
What?
Can I kiss you good night?
No.
Well, can I kiss you goodbye then? Please.
Norman, you are definitely evil.
I love you.
No.
Kiss?
Not until you take that back.
What?
That you love me? It's not true. Don't say it.
All right, I don't love you. Can I have a kiss, please?
Okay. Come on. Well, come and get it if you want it.
Well, don't say it like that.
Well, how am I supposed to say it?
Well, nicely, like you did at Christmas.
All right. Kiss me, Norman.
No.
What?
Come over here first, on our rug.
Now, don't you start that.
No. Just a kiss, promise.
I don't trust you.
Look, I'm holding a saucepan.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I've only got one hand.
Well, I seem to remember you can do a lot with one hand.
Yeah. Promise.
Just one kiss.
Yes.
Good night. And goodbye, Norman.
Mm. Oh, Annie, these pills, I just want to... Annie, what the hell do you think you're doing? You deceitful little whore! Get upstairs. Get up to bed immediately.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Get upstairs, go on.
And please, I do not like being pushed around.
I will push you around just as much
you
as
you will not, you
get
know.
Get upstairs, you hear me? Get upstairs.
I warn you, Sarah, you push me once more and I'll slap your stupid face.
I say.
And you can just shut up too, Norman.
You're a really nasty piece of work, aren't you? All that innocent little girl act. You're just a tart like your mother.
Sarah, I will not have you talking about my mother like that.
Dirty little slut.
If you call me any more names.
Slut! Slut!
Well, you asked for it. You asked. Push you, Sarah.
Don't you dare come near me. Don't you dare threaten me.
Then take it back.
Oh, what's happening?
I will not take it back. You're a tart and a slut.
Don't you call me that, you frustrated bitch.
Keep away, keep away.
I'll wring your stupid neck.
Annie, Sarah, that's enough. Now, that's enough. She had no right to say that to me.
I said that's enough.
And good night, Sarah.
If you'd seen
good
what
you... Good night, Sarah.
Good night.
Good night, Annie.
Good night.
Night, Annie.
Oh. Do you ever realize, Norman, the number of times in a day I could lose my temper with you and don't? I usually manage by some supreme effort of will to control it. Well, this time, I'm sorry. I'm quite unable to. Do you understand what I'm saying, Norman? I am simply bloody livid!
Ow!
How could you, Norman? How could you do it? Don't you think it was bad enough for me at Christmas to lie there ill in bed, knowing you were down here playing around with not one woman, but two?
I wasn't playing with two.
Oh, why do you do it? Don't you have any feeling for me?
I don't know. I'm just...
Just what?
I'm just magnetic.